He understands. Before the sun goes down, you better catch Yeshua. You know, granted, we walking down the path, she, and you back there, she will let you play at times. And she will say to you, I tell you what, you better catch up with me before I get home. And the sun was going down, you play a little bit, you look at granny, and you would scat out, just catch up with her. Maybe run in front of her. She'll let you do that, she. Mind on things that she knows has to be done thing, or things that must be done. And you get around there playing, you skipping rocks, and you running up the red clay hills, but your focus is on granny. You all hear me? And then there were times you just let her get ahead to see how fast you could run. I'll race you. Then you scat. And of course, granny, she was amused at it. She'll let you do it. You, boy, you all get on up there. Yes, ma'am. And you get up there and play in front of her a little bit. Of course, her pace is steady. She hasn't altered it because she has a set time. And there's a set time that Yeshua is coming. And we played around. You've gotten far behind the eight ball. You play with your corrupt damn flesh, your vile, filthy emotions, your immature, petty feelings. You play with that. Now it's time to rise up. Time to rise up in the word of Yah and stand in the standards of Yah. You've allowed your emotions to train you that you react and you act because of your emotion. Now we must act and react because behind the living word of Yah. What the word commands us. I said to one other day, and I always reassure my brother, hug him and strengthen him. I said to the brother, I may be a little tough on you, because what if you have to take the sisters and guide them to a place of safety? For the patriarchs of Emunah, you better read that in Ibram 11. I know how the whorehouses use it. They wandered through caves and they had no certain dwelling place. And if you think that there are over 5 million people in China without home, they're homeless because of that earthquake. We are a people that think that this is not going to happen to this wicked nation. She's going to be brought down like a whore. And so in order for you to develop that character, you must understand what the word of Yah says and obey that. So he placed among us rulers and men to lead us. Sure he does. But the state of man is always is a perpetuous rebellionist. In sin, my mother conceived me. And in iniquity was I shapen. A Torah-less life. Without disciplines, without guidance. We've been begotten of Yah. So this begotten of Yah, then this avon, this iniquitous nature must be eradicated. Why? You know why we must not have this spirit of iniquity? Can I tell you why? And Yah's will, I hope, to begin on this next week. Because iniquity shall abound. The love, the hava, for many shall wax cold. As I began to look at scripture, it's not me loving you, sister. It is that if any man says he loves Yah and keep not his mitzvah, his commandment, he's a liar. And the truth is not him. Because we are Torah lessness, we have no love for Torah. We have no love for what Torah teaches. We don't even delight in Torah. And because there are such iniquitous ways in us, we despise the judgment and the correction of the Torah. I'll get to that. Hopefully next week. Hopefully. And if I don't, we'll get to it. Someone will, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is the light of the Torah of Yah that brings us to the Kadosh Hill, to the tabernacle of Yah, and that's what Yahshua is. He brings us in the presence of our Abba. He calls the word of Yah to produce life in us. And that's what the word does. That's what the word does. It is the life. He is the word of Yah. He is the Derek. He is the Emet. And he is the life. He is the Haya. Just Yahshua alone. Because when one truly gets that true Ruach of Yahshua in them, you will see the Eshah, you see the beauty of Yah in them. Do you hear that? We have a spirit, but it's not the Ruach of Yah. You will see the life in them. We have a false spirit, but it's not the spirit of Yah. And that is the truth, my brothers and sisters. Yahshua says in Yochanan, John 6, 63. Yochanan 6, 63. It is the Ruach of Yah that quickens. He tells us the flesh profits nothing. It profits zilch. It profits nothing. Yahshua said, the words that I speak to you, they are ruach, they are spirit, and they are life. Was he not life in him? In him was life. And the life was the light of men. In Yah was life. Was not Yahshua in Yahweh, Yahshua in Yah? Yahshua was in Yah. In Yahweh was life. And the life was the light. Is not Yahshua the light that shine unto men, that they may understand the life of Yah? If Yah was the life, because the word of Yah, Yahshua is that word, and the only way you're going to have life is by the power of the word of Yah. He spoke things, and they were so. Yah did. He said, let us make man. And he made him in his image. In the power of his might, he gave him dominion until the Jezebel spirit seduced him and brought him low. And that's just the fact, brothers and sisters. And that spirit emanates from the bosom of hell, Shaitan. What does it imply? It means that when one will not obey the Torah of Yah, they are led by a spirit of the Izebel. Hallelujah. When one speaks against Torah, when one defies Torah, that's what Sheva did. Because that subtle spirit caused her to defy Yah. They didn't have to labor. They did not have the toil. They did not have 100-degree weather like we're going to have today. Where it affects your mind, your body. The very organs of your body will cause them to fail. They walked in the cool of the garden of Yah and they were naked. There was nothing hidden. There was nothing that was hidden from Yah. That's the nakedness of Yah. I believe they were physically naked. And they had nothing to hide from Yah, because Scripture says he made them clothing. Has he not made us clothing? He has given us the Sadiq, the righteous garment. And Yahshua is our covering. He is our cloak of Sadiq. When a man has the purity of Yah, his nakedness, he is not ashamed of it. Because we're wicked and sinful, our nakedness, we are ashamed of it. We're ashamed of our nakedness. Come on, you don't even want to see yourself really naked in the natural sense. Come on, Israel. You may look at one part that is more attractive than the other, but hallelujah. We look a mess. You can sit here and catch yourself. You look a mess. Hallelujah. A mess. Hallelujah. It is the Ruach of Yah that makes alive. That's why Dawid said, oh Yah, send out your light and your truth. Let them, your Emet, guide me. Because in the midst of all of my chaotic affliction, I know this will guide me to the light, whereby I can take refuge in my Abba. With light there is safety, isn't it? There's a sense of comfort in light, isn't it? Sure it is. You got a sense of shalom and quietness and light. When darkness comes, every kind of thing that's imaginable is heard, isn't it? You can hear every kind of thing. Truth is, in the dark hours, in the dark days, your mind speaks to you and everything it speaks is against Yah. When the light, when the brilliancy of Yahshua shines, when the revelation of Yahshua is revealed among Israel, He speaks unto us. It is the Ruach that quickens it. It makes alive that which Yah has put in us. He has written His Torah in us. Your flesh profit nothing. But the words that Yahshua speak, they are Ruach and they are life. The words that He spoke unto us. That's why He said, the words I speak, they are not, I speak not of myself, but I speak of the one that sent me. For I come out of the bosom of the one that sent me. I'm the power of His life. Because we are Ikad. We are one. I don't speak against Him. I don't speak contrary. I speak what He speaks because I am the voice of what He speaks. Hallelujah. No son standing there with Him. He came from the bosom of Yah. He's the Word of Yah. Yah's Ruach. He's a spirit. That's what the book says. He is a spirit. He is a Ruach. He is a spirit. There is no form. That's why everything you see, it represents the power of Yah and His expression. Look at the flowers, see the beauty of it. And Solomon in all of his power, it is all of his spirit of his kingdom. One little lily, he did not array as much as that. And if you want to see the magnitude of your beauty, just go look at one of those flowers that's burned out in all of your beauty, in all of your dressing, in all of your perfume. You don't emanate the fragrance. You don't look as beautiful. You're nothing but a pile of stinking flesh that must be destroyed. Hallelujah. Filth and funk of flesh. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm a warrior. And a warrior has to have the ability to go in with a sword. Just when Yah said to Shaul, you go in Agag, you destroy them all. He's got to be able to go in with a sword and cut. I don't care whose heart he ran in. From the gut up and split you open. Reveal everything. Hallelujah. That's the mind of a warrior. Sure, soldier, they're desert. But Uriah the warrior put him on the front line. He said, Dad, we want me? Yeah? Sure he does. You got a problem? No. You tell me the king. You tell me the king. You tell me that the honorable high one, King David, he tells you to put me in the thick of the battle? Yeah. To make the charge me? I could imagine that man. He wasn't thinking about Bathsheba and her beauty and her splendor and her beautiful skin as it flowed with the silkness in her hair and the scent of the myrrh. He said, but the king commands. But the king commands. But the king spoke under, and he wants, that's the confidence he has in me. It wasn't the front line that killed him. He gave his life. He was a metaphor of the HaMashiach. That's, yes, sir. David had the power to bring death. He had the power because he was a king. He's the metaphor of the Mosah. He was the one that ministered the Mishra of the kingdom, the government of Yah's kingdom in Israel. And Yahshua is this Uriah. He is the warrior that fights for Israel. And Yah said, I'm going to put you on the front line. He said, word, you go on the front line, you're going to be challenged. And you're going to go down into the belly of the earth. And you're going to be quicker. You're going to rise with my might and my power. So it wasn't the army that killed Uriah. It wasn't that. Yahshua said, you can't take my life. I lay it down. And so the warrior said, you all can't kill me. I lay it down for the king. Hallelujah. Come on. He fought like a mad thing. Hallelujah. One shot the arrow in his sauce. On the sky. He said he put it, he could get it broken off. Ah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He broke it off. And you say, this battle is not mine. But it is Yahweh. Hallelujah. So he was willing to die. He was willing. It was a great delight for him to die for the king. So I will die for Yahshua. I will. I will kill David for him. For me to live is Yahshua. For me to die is gain. What? The words I speak, their ruach and their life. The flesh profiteth. It profits nothing. Reveals nothing. You're going to die. And you will take no memory with you when you die. Hallelujah. None. None. Israel, take the living truth. Hallelujah. For it's by that we shall rise again before Yah. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. That is the truth. The scripture says, I want you to understand this. Turn quickly to Devarim, Deuteronomy 30. We'll read a few verses. And then Numbers, Bimidbar, Numbers 8. I was hoping I finished this today, but it doesn't seem as though I am. And just in Bimidbar, Devarim, Deuteronomy and Bimidbar, Numbers. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Yah says, I've set before you this day life and love, death and wrath. In that I command you this day to love Yahweh, your Abba. Is that a command? Is that a command? If we say we love him and keep not his commandments, are we telling the truth? We're liars. He said, Israel, I command you, love Yah this day, to walk in his ways, to keep his mitzvah, to keep his hook, his statutes, his mishpatim, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Abba shall berak, he shall esha you in the land, whether you go to possess it. So Yah today, he sets before us life and death. Yahshua is life. And the way of our flesh is death. So he tells you to choose the life. For he is the life. Yahshua is the life of the bosom of Yah. And he comes to show us the brilliance and the power of that light. As the light of Yah shines in Israel. So he tells us to choose life and live. That we may multiply. What multiply? To have babies without control? No. To have the abundance of the fruit of Yah. To produce an abundance of fruit. Yahshua is coming back not for children. He's coming back for fruit. To have abundance of fruit. To have fruit. And in order for fruit to grow, you must have light. You must drink from the fountain of the living well. When a man has the fruit of the excellence of Yah, you will see that. It's something about men. When I see men that characterize this strength and this character, it does something to me. I don't care whether he's a sinner. I don't care whether he's a kiddushim. When a man has a character of strength, I'd like to see that in a man. I do. Period. There's one thing about men. Most of the time when they see men, they see a man when they consider has a strength, a character. They don't know how to speak when they speak. Men do that. They just do that. It's something about men. They're going to do that. They do it all the time. I see men, they may speak, that's how you doing, my friend. How's everything? That's how I speak. How's everything? How you doing, my friend? How things going? You all right today? Oh, yeah, sir. How you doing? Yes, sir. All right. We were there in Atlanta. We went to look at this building. And there were two brothers that had rented the building that we were looking to get. And so Elder Bynum and I, we walked in the building. He said, come on in. You come on. There were two brothers. They looked alike. I said, you're brothers, huh? Yeah, we're brothers. I said, my name is Roberts. How are you doing? My name, I forgot their name. Both of you, they were physically, they looked alike. One was a little taller than the other. But you could just sense as we began to engage in conversation, we began to talk. We began to talk about things. He said, look at him. Go ahead and look. York, and look.
He said, we beat you to the punch on this one, though. And you can just sense this character of these men. This vivaciousness. I like men like that. Even when I left, I said, y'all take care now. All right. See, he's, take a card. I got his card. Never do business with him. But his character alone and the vivaciousness of the man's persona. If I was doing business with someone, I would do business with him. Because I like the attitude. That's the strength of a man. Yeshua is the, he was a man in flesh. Yes, he was. I don't care what the world says. Hallelujah. Everything that Yah does is done by man. He is the second Ben Adam. Everything he does is done by man. He gave man the power and the dominion. He's not going back on that. When he gave man the power and the dominion, he gave man, Adam had the power of the Torah. He had salvation for his house. He had correction. He had judgment. He had the law. He had everything for his house. He has not gone back on that. He's still going to use man. That's why this effeminate spirit today, it despises the strength of a man. I don't care whether it's a sinner, as old say, or a saint. And I don't like the saint. I like the kiddushim. Whether he's a sinner or a saint, when a man has that character and the dynamics of strength, I delight in that. I look at that like, whoa, I like that. Man, I like that. Yeah. What, doesn't it make you feel small? Nah, because he knows what he's dealing with. See, when they get out of man, knows he's dealing with a man. Hallelujah. The bull in the field knows what he's dealing with. With another bull, he knows what he's dealing with. He said, get back, get back. That's his nature. The nature of a man when he sees a man is strength in him. When a man is a man, when he sees a man, it strengthens him. Sure it does. It polishes him. You got those intimidating when they walk past a man, they won't say nothing. But those that they're sure, how you doing, man? Everything's well. Like, hey, how you doing? Look like I know you from somewhere. Where are you from? You do that all the time. Okay. My name is Dave Roberts. Anyway, how you doing? Everything is well? Take care of yourself? Yeah, I take care. How about you? Yeah, man. Yeah. It's hard today, man. See, that's what men do. But a boy, he's, come on, if a boy comes about a man, he doesn't know how to respond. I will. But a man, when he sees a man, that's the character about a man. Hallelujah. That strengthens him. That's why I like men. I love men. You understand that? I do. And try to tell the folks down there in Atlanta that, you know, Elder Biden, he has a, the man has a manly persona that I just like. Look at you all. He has a persona of a man. He's a real deal now. That I like. I like that. I like it. I really do. I like that. That's not diminishing my brothers, my men here. I'm just saying this brother has something I like. I do. I like that. What's wrong with that? That doesn't slight me because I like that. He may not like that about me, but I like that about him. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with esteeming others? Elder Martin cannot speak the way I speak, but that thing I like. I like him. Hallelujah. I don't care how you want to touch me. I don't want to move back like you. Come on, old man. He may grab me like this, and he may just, you know, he may do me like that. You know, that's the old folks do that. You remember that? Man, you know how folks, he do me like that. We walk in. I don't like, you know, trying to pull away from that. Like, no, he do that. Lean on over there. Come on, old man. No, wise men have faith. It's a man's thing. Hallelujah. You ain't going to ever understand that. Don't sit here all fruity daughters. Hallelujah. It's a man's thing. Hallelujah. In the jungle, the lioness rub each other. And the alpha and the lions. Because of the female, she may top out at 400, 450, maybe 5, if they're eating well. But he topped out around 800 pounds. You understand? And so when they want to scratch each other's back, he doesn't look for a female. He looks for another male. You understand? You understand? Because he would hurt her, rubbing up against her. He would hurt her. So a man likes to rub up against another man. I don't play no basketball with a woman. I won't play with a man. Play with somebody strong. Come on, Big Daddy. Come on. Put your hips on me. That's all right. I want to play with a man. I don't play with Sister Rolla. What you going to do? Come on, woman. I want to play with a man. You understand? That's why y'all use the man. Yahshua HaMashiach. And he is still going to devils. He's going to use man. Hallelujah. And he's going to raise up a mighty man. No, I'm not the mighty man. He's going to raise up that one. You will know it. When he comes, I will know. Hallelujah. 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 And the one that thinks that they are mighty, they are not mighty. They are weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just like a man walking in the gymnasium, and these fellas in there, because he got all his clothes on, you can't see him. He may not have, his arms may not be big as him. And he's down there, he pumped that 350 pound, 400 pound. He thinks he's doing something. Well, he doesn't get excited about that. Because he sees him coming in, so he wants to impress him. Well, he knows what he can do. He's not worried about that. He knows that. And all of a sudden, when he gets stressed out in his way doing his thing, then he's amazed at what he's doing. And then this one is trying to compete with him. Well, see, he's competing against his own set, his own mind, so he'll never be able to compete with him. Because the one that comes, that he's searching on what he can do. It doesn't trouble him because he can do that. Because he knows he's the only one that can. He knows that he's not the only one that can do that. But I tell you this, Yahshua is the only one that can do what he's done. Do you all hear that? That is the only light. And the words that he speak, we better hear every word that he speak unto us. So everything that he speaks under the Torah, what the Torah does is set before us life. And it sets before us the death and the judgment of Yah, and we disobey the Torah of Yah. Torah. You can't reject that. We must obey the Torah of Yah. We must take heed. And what Yahshua does, he gives us the liveliness and the power that when we know we delight in, that it causes us to be lively. We are a dead stone, are we not? We are a dead stone, are we not? We are a dead stone. We are lively stone. Come on, he has called us to be lively. We are lively people, not dead. We were dead in trespasses and sin. But I'm alive because he lives. Because Yahshua lives, I live. I can face the opposition. Yahshua is a lively stone. We're in him, then we're lively. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not dead. You can walk dead all you want to. I'm alive. Hallelujah. And my expression is going to be one of liveliness. Because I have a living word in me that quickens me even to, look at thy way. When in his great battle, so he called out to Yah. And then it was the words that he would speak, the power of Torah. He knew that it was it would bring about his resolve. And he would come through the battles. He was assured of the battles of the enemies. That is what strengthened him. That's why he said, Yah, send down your light and send down your truth that they may guide me. Bring me to that place where I may cry out into the tabernacle to worship Yah. That's what the truth of Yah does. That's what the light, this revelation of Yahshua does. It brings us where we can come before him with pure worship. We can truly worship Yah. And get out of our wicked selves and get in Yahshua. Hallelujah. 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 That's why, as remind us, that when we had Sukkoth last year, the brother spoke of the seventh Ruach Shem of Yah. It has great significance. I want to read this in Gilgana Revelation. And then I want to go back to Bimidbar. Just hold that in Numbers 8. But it says in Revelation 4 and 5. Revelation. Gilgana. 4 and 5. And out of the throne of Yah, out of his throne, proceeded lightning and thundering and voices. And there were seven lamps. Do you understand that? Seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven Ruachim, the seven spirits of Yahweh. Now turn back to Numbers. This is vital in the tabernacle. That's why Yah said, send out your Ruah, send out your light, send out your Imat, that they may lead me to the Kadosh heel of Yah, that I may enter into the tabernacle. Because when one is in the body of Yahshua, in the true tent of this
body or this tent body that was made, and that is what the tabernacle was. It was made. It was skin. It was body. It was skin of beasts. And the flesh of Yeshua, it is the flesh that has been made by the earthen vessel, or it's made by earth, came to the woman. And scripture says in Bimidbar 8:7, 8:1, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to Aharon and say to him, when you light the lamps, and the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick, and when one truly, as your Kohen says, when one truly has the seven ruachim of Yah, there is light, and the light reflects from that one. What's reflecting from Israel today? Darkness, a countenance that is full of darkness. We need the seven ruachim of Yah. Hallelujah. We got spirits, but they're not the ruachim of Yah. But the spirit of lust, the spirit of greed, the spirit of discontentment, spirit of unsatisfactory, spirit of murmuring and complaining. These are demonic spirits. But the seven ruachim of Yah, this is the light that utters out of the voice of Yah. This comes from the throne of Yah, the ruach of Yah, the spirits of Yah. They come from His voice. They come from the power of His word. You cannot have wisdom unless you understand the protocol or the process of acquiring wisdom. And you understand that by the living word. It is the truth. Oh, I don't preach on strange doctrines. This is truth here. This is the truth. It makes you free. Hallelujah. You need the seven ruachim of Yah. You need that. You need this. You need most of all the Yareh Yirah of Yah, the fear of Yah. We don't fear Yah. That's why you can do things that are blatantly defiant of His will. You can do it without any fear. You are a flat out damn fool. Even when I was in Christianity, when I did things that were wrong, when I said they were wrong, if I said something to you and I said, did I say that right? I want to make sure I get that right. And when you don't even want to get things right, you are a damn fool. You are an ignorant jackass. You're not even a jackass. Jackass knows his master's crib. Come on, you are not even a fool. When you defy the word of Yah, you are an ignorant fool. The fool says no to Yah. You know, I asked a man the other day. I said to him, scripture says that a haran in the bayit of Yah, they shall blow, it is an ordinance forever, that they shall blow the silver shofar. And they shall do it. It is a statute that is throughout your generations forever. So I say to the one, what is the silver shofar of Yah? What is the silver shofar? I know I do things rhetorically. I'm going to answer it. It shows me how people actually study the word of Yah. They are impressed by words of others, which we should be if it's the truth. And yet they have no comprehension of what one is saying. I say, what is the silver trumpet? I say, this is what scripture commands us. It commands us. It commands us. Every statute that Yah wrote, every offering, every sacrifice, it is eternal. It is forever. I said to the man, what is the silver trumpet? Well, I knew the man couldn't answer us. I won't answer you that. I said, tell you what the silver trumpet is. That we tells us. He said, the word of Yah is as silver. Tried in the fire seven times. See, scripture always answers scripture. And so that's why he tells the man of Yah, blow the trumpet in Kizayan. Show Israel their sins in the house of Yahuda, their transgression. Because we don't, our minds are not a mind of scripture. We can't answer. Because we study one little thing to try to prove us. I'm set for one thing. That's to defend Yahshua and the throne of my Abba. To hell with the flesh of David. Let it be damned. Sister Roberts, I'm here to defend Yeshua. Her ways are wicked. Go to hell, woman. Jezebel, you will not cause me to turn from the things of Yah. Yah will call her that. Because only Jezebel will do that. You understand that? She will go to hell. Because we don't study scripture, we're ignorant. That's why we're so easily taken. I hear men say things. I say, hold on. I was talking to Elder Bynum, and we had a beautiful conversation. I say, Elder, these men talk about this lunar thing of the Shabbat.
And it's convincing the way they write it. You understand? I said, Elder, I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm going to make the statement. I said, the scripture tells us, it tells us in Joel, chapter 2 and 3, it says that the moon shall be dark and the sun shall be dark. And so if it takes that to know when the Shabbat is, how are they going to know? If it's dark, if it doesn't shine. That's what the word of Yah says. During the tribulation, we're going to keep the Shabbat. So for 40 years, he taught them the Shabbat. He established among the men of integrity and strength that throughout the generations, they knew exactly. That's what it says. Ezekiel, Yah talks about it. The moon shall be turned into darkness. It shall not give a light. Are we going to keep the Shabbat in the kingdom? It says in the kingdom of Yah, there is no need for moon or sun. For Yahshua and the Abba will be the light. See, the light of his word is the living power of his Torah. These men are ignorant. And there are people that take this stuff and they run because they think they know and they don't know. See, a man like me, they're not going to listen to me, brothers and sisters, because I deal with the most important thing. I sat this morning, I said, Yah, everything you deal with Yisrael, is to bring them to the direct way. They get out of the way because of their sin. Everything in the book, it deals with correction of their sin. That's all it deals with. That's all the Torah deals with. That's period. And I will not alter that for anyone, for a weak generation that has no character of Yahshua. I will not. So how are they going to keep the Shabbats? When the moon shall be dark. When the sun shall not give a light, they're going to be dark. Tell me. Tell me. We're coming to that time known as the Great Tribulation. For the heavens shall be as dark, and there shall be no light shine. Yah put those lights there to remind us of his brilliancy and his power. He's not going to shine it. Hallelujah. Don't you want strong men in the midst? I know I do. I want strong men. Hallelujah. I'm not going to finish this today, but there's a little more I want to read, all right? Hallelujah. I want to read this out of the book of wisdom. I want you all to hear this. It says out of the book of wisdom, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness. We need that, don't we? We don't need cowardly men. We need men to stand with boldness. I don't care if it's their sons, their daughters, their wives, their children, their mothers, their grandfathers. Then shall the righteous, the Siddiq man. Now, if a man is not righteous, he will not stand with great boldness. He shall stand with great boldness and confidence. This wisdom 5. Now, confidence before the face of those who have afflicted him. Those that say, well, I think you're a little too tough. I don't think that's right. Well, I don't see why we can't. Those have afflicted him and made no account of his labor. They don't consider what he's doing now. They don't think that he labors in Siddiq, in scripture, labor in truth. Now, this is still part of the light, all right? It says, when they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation. I look strange up here. Pastor Robert say things that's dumbfounding. His character, his expression, his erratic emotions. So far beyond all that they look for. And they, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, shall say within themselves, this was he whom we have something in derision, a proverb of reproach. And they shall say, we fools accounted his life madness. We said that he went off, he was a fool, he was silly. I've heard all those expressions about me. Believe me, brothers and sisters, I've heard from among you all. But it doesn't trouble me one bit. When it comes to bearing a labor, I can bear that. If it's spiritual, even physical. I like to work now. I do. I have no problem with that. And I can throw down, I use that expression, with the best of them. And when I get on a job, I want it to get done. I don't like procrastinating. I don't like someone moving slow. It irritates me. I get upset. I know exactly how long it takes to do anything. I can look at anything. I know exactly how long it takes. Nah. Wrong. You know why it takes us long? Because we don't do it as doing it unto Yah. Hallelujah. I'm serious, brothers and sisters. And his end to be without honor. How is he numbered among the children of Yahweh? And why is his lot among the Kedoshims? Therefore, have we erred from the way of truth. We have erred from the way of truth. We have gone astray from the way of truth. And the light, a tzaddikim of righteousness, did not shine on us. And that's why you have erred, because the light, a tzaddikim, the tzaddikim have not shined on you. And the sun of righteousness not risen upon us. We wait for the sun of righteousness to rise on us, don't we? She has not arisen on you. That's why you can't do right. That's why the Torah is not your delight. Verse 7 of the same chapter. We wearied ourselves in the way. Now this is utterly confounding here. It says we wearied. Listen, I want you all to hear this. Listen to me. Listen to this. You don't have it. Just listen. Turn your attention to this. We wearied ourselves in the way of Torah-lessness, iniquity, and destruction. That's why we're weary. Because we have not the light of the Torah. That's why we're destroying ourselves. That's why we're destroying one another. Because that's what that leads to destruction. Yes. We have gone through trackless deserts where there lay no way. In the desert, they say, Yahshua said he is the Derek, does he? Not. In the trackless deserts, there's no way. In your dry places, there's no way. And of us that we look dry, we act dry, and there's no life in you. You look dead. You look pitiful. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, what do you think you look like, preacher? Well, I'm a robust. And if I sat there and what are you all preaching like this, you wouldn't know it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah, brother. Come on, brother. Yeah. It is the immense. Yeah. When the truth is spoken, I don't care who speaks it. That's right, brother. That's all right. You did that for me, yeah? We are ignorant. We're stupid. We are selfish. We are a damned people. We track through deserts where there lay no way. But as for the way of Yah, we have not known. Why? This is just utterly captivating, this last verse. What has our pride and our arrogance profit us? You're full of pride. Well, preacher, I'm no like you. You don't know nothing, man. Shut up. Shut up, woman. Your arrogance and your pride, what does it profit you? That's why you don't know the way. That's why the light of his tzaddik has not shined upon you. What tov has riches without boasting brought us? Well, I got this, my daughter, she's going to this school, my child, she made straight A's. What has your boasting produced? Tell me. Your pride and your arrogance has destroyed you. That's why you're not in the way. I don't care what he says. I don't care what the Torah says. I just know how I feel. You, Jezebel, man, you fool. Let Yah be true, and let David Roberts be a liar. Let the word of Yah be true, brothers and sisters. Let every man be a liar, but let the word of Yah. Did Yahshua say the words that I speak? I speak because my Abba told me to speak this. Now you fools better read what the book says. You can defy that, you jackass. I'm telling you all. And I use that demonstrative superlative to describe Yisrael. Now he said the words I speak, they're not mine, but the one who sent me. Now you read what Yahshua said and what he said. He means what he said. Now you can be a fool all you want to. You can be a dumbass all you want to. And I say it that way.
is to your detriment, your hell, and your death. You are damned fool, man, woman. Hallelujah.
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 Nothing take precedent over the word of Yah. No one, nobody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not wife, son, daughters, children. No one take precedent over the word of Yah. And that's the truth. I'm going to close here with this. I'm going to finish this up. I may not finish next week, but I'll get close, all right? There's something I want to teach us on Wednesday nights. I get excited about the word. I don't know about you, but I get excited. The word of Yah is what strengthens me. Hallelujah. I hear people say things immediately. I don't try to challenge brothers immediately. I go to scripture. I said, that's what scripture says. Then I find the correct path of scripture. Then I go back and say, that's what scripture says. Then if I see the brother again, he may say, I say, no, hold up. Mm-mm. This is what scripture says. I said the one other day, I said, we shouldn't please anyone. No, we should please. I said, that's what Shaul says. Shaul says, Do I please all men? Does a wife please her husband? Is she a man? Does a husband please his wife? Is she a woman? But so that just throws out that damn lie of Christianity. Well, I ain't gonna please nobody. I don't need nobody. That's a lie from hell. Started to show yourself, yeah, you started to show yourself approved. It is almost, as I said, like a knucklehead one going to the professor that understand the dynamics arrow designed, and he just encouraged because he was a Fulbright student. He thinks he knows more than the professor, but the professor understands the intricate details and the essentials of that math. He said, boy, that's not how it works. Well, Professor Smith, nah, you fool. You can have zeal, but it's not knowledge. That's why, I've always hated that. We should eradicate that out of our vocabulary. When we hear the man of Yah, you cannot even have faith unless someone preached to you. I don't give a damn what you say. Faith come by hearing, hear by the word of Yah. How can you hear unless I be a preacher? And that's what this whore has done. So everybody got their faith. Well, I believe this. Don't they say that? Well, this is what I believe now. You believe your way. Don't they say that? Come on, people. Well, that's only one way. Let the same mind that was in Yahshua be in us. You believe your way. No. And those that he give gifts unto the assembly, did he not?
Yes.
Did he not? Was those gifts to bring to perfection?
Yes.
All right, then. They must come that way. If he didn't, then he's a liar. And we know about the mutability of Yah. He cannot lie. All right? That's why Yah tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. I was telling the man, he said, well, you talk all the time. I said, no, I talk all the time because you really not going to say anything. What's wrong with that?
Hallelujah.
Come on, brothers and sisters. What can Aaron say to his daddy? What, come on. Every man is not of the same measure because they're men. They're equal. But that doesn't mean they're the same measure.
Hallelujah.
There are men that are my age. As far as degrees of knowledge, of understanding, they have degrees. And they're master certain things. That doesn't mean that I'm less than him, but he has an expertise that I do not possess. Come on, brothers and sisters. How ignorant are we that the world shows us that every day? Come on, brother. Look, Brother Dale, how long you been driving the tractor trailer? How long you elder? Who you think is the better proficient driver? Elder Wyman. Period. Bottom line. Who you think that even knows how to hold that truck in the road without even holding a truck in the road? Elder. Do you understand that? Oh, he may talk to him. You know, Al, I was up there. And I read that. I did that. Well, he said, well, you know what, brother? If you had to cut across 26, 39 over there, it brought you right there to 15. You write that by that little story. You could write, you save 45 miles, man. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. How long you been cooking, sister? You, sister. Huh? Mama, how long you been cooking? How old are you?
76.
76. You think she knows how to cook like her? All right then. This ignorant generation. She'll try to go in the kitchen. Well, Mama, that ain't how we bake biscuits. No, baby, let me just bake this, honey. I know what I'm doing. I don't need a pinch. I've been doing this for 50 years. She wouldn't even thought of 50 years ago. Not even a daddy or mama. Hallelujah. It's a jackass generation. It's dumb. It's stupid. It never learns. We're forever learning, but never able to come to the power of the knowledge of truth. Show me, man. I don't care. No one teach me something. I don't mind that. When I worked among what they call brilliant men, I worked at IBM, I would say to those boys, I said, look, I'm ignorant. They would be offended. Dave, don't say that. You're smart. You're bright. Man, you don't try to flatter me, man. I'm ignorant.
Well, because of that, they could teach me. I was teachable. And I learned so much from them. And I would go to them. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, man. Oh, Dave, I don't need that. I don't need that. You don't have to. I really don't need that. Honestly, I don't need nothing like that. I don't need no thank you. I don't need nothing. I don't. That's the truth. Hallelujah. That's the truth, Mama. I woke up in the morning. Of course, I turned 53. And I said, Sister Robert, of course I haven't gotten old. I said, Sister Robert, now she will be fruitcake on her birthday. She knows what her birthday is. Say hallelujah. Say Barak, you preacher. Say Ahava, you preacher. All right then, daughter. She remembered that thing. And I said, Sister Robert, you know what today is. It was funny to me. I said, you know it's my birthday? She said, I didn't even know that. What do you do? Nothing. If I'd have been home, I'd have done something a little different. I probably got out here and walked me 53 laps around this field. That's what I do on my birthday when it comes around. Stuff like that. Do something that I haven't done. And that's what I do. I go to that gym and wait for old man to come in there and bust them plates in there. That's what I do. Hallelujah. You don't want no cake. I've had enough of that. If I never get another slice of cake, I've had enough. All right. Let me close with this. Bless you all that are listening by the live stream. It says here, I want you all to hear this, brothers and sisters. Turn quickly to Yochanan 3, John 3, and verse 20. It says this in Yochanan. This is our strength. If you heard nothing today, hear this. For everyone that does evil, you all have that, Yochanan 23. For everyone that does evil, we know what evil is, ra. It is a Rasha spirit. It is a criminal against the word of Yah, isn't it? Yes. So what Yahshua spoke, is it the word of Yah?
Yes.
So everyone that does evil loves the light.
Yes.
They hate Yahshua. Did Yahshua speak the word of Yah?
Yes.
So when you do evil, you hate Yahshua. Neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed. You don't want them exposed. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. That they are done how?
Yahweh.
Through Yahweh. All the works are done through Yahweh. So when you hate, when you do evil things, the things against the Torah, it's because we're evil. That's why we don't like light. That's why we get upset with the man of Yah. That's why we don't like what he say. That's why we say he's talking to me. Well, I talk to Yisrael. Hallelujah. Yah's going to save Yisrael. I'm not concerned about the world. I'm concerned about Yisrael. My message is to Yisrael, the remnant of the seed. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm not trying to procure no mass of people here. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not worrying about numerics and numbers. I'm worried about whether the Ruach of Yah is here, which is more important than anything. Yah barak you all that are listening. May the word of Yah barak you all today. May it be a strength unto you. May it help you in your walk as we transition from this fleshly way in the way of the Ruach. I want to read this. Listen, if it says this. I want to reach all this. This is Sister Mother Bynum and Sister George. I want to reach all this before we close. She says this. She says to us, she says, I want to thank you all, not just for what you did, which was wonderful. I like these words. But for the warmth and the caring you put into it. You all are very special people. Thanks for making us feel so special too. Yours and Yahshua, Elder Ricky Bynum, Upon the Rock Ministry, Sister Cora Bynum, and Sister Joyce Blakely. She writes in the letter, bless you, Mother. She says, greeting in the name of Yahweh, from our hearts to yours, Pastor Robert, Sister Jean, and the entire Victory community. It is our divine pleasure to write to you this letter of appreciation for the love, joy, and kindness you bestowed upon us during our visit to your community. We give thanks and praise to Yahweh for the opportunity that you allowed us to come and partake of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It is an experience that will be etched into our memories forever. We send special thanks
to you, to the entire community, a Victory community. We have been overwhelmed with your kindness. It was an honor to witness Yahweh's sons and daughters who have given up all, but we haven't given up anything, to live a kadosh life that is in itself speaks volume. Words could never express what a wonderful time we had. We sincerely enjoy your fellowship, your hospitality, and most of all, the spiritual food service that were rendered. We are looking forward to more visits and fellowship in the future. May Yahweh barak you all, yours and Yeshua, Minister Elder Ricky Bynum, upon this rock ministry, Sister Cora Bynum, and Sister Joyce Blakely. We say to you, Sister Mother Bynum, Sister Blakely, Elder Shalom, may Yah enrich you all as your endeavor to impress for the calling and the mark which is in Yahshua, and you're always welcome to come. Shalom. Come on, let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich you all today. Our friends, you that are listening, let me hear from you this week. Send an offering to bless the works of Yah here, that the works may be strengthened, that others may hear the word of Yah. We do toda you for all things, Yah, for your kindness upon Israel. We bless you. We toda you for the great fellowship with Elder Bynum. I certainly enjoyed our brother, his sincerity, his motivation, a very kind man. I do love. May Yah barak you all. May His shalom rest upon you all. Shalom Yisrael. Shalom. Thank you. Hallelujah. In all things we do, rock you, Abba. Give us protection and guidance this day. We pray your blessing upon Israel. Our elder and friend, Elder Bynum, look upon him. Brother Jerome James, touch him, I pray. His battle, strengthen him. And all those that have written for prayer and call, we pray for Israel. Scattered abroad throughout the nations, we barak you this day, Yah. We shall rejoice in Yahshua. To thank you for the living bread this day. And all things we shall be eternally thankful unto you. In Yahshua's name we do cry. Yisrael cry, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.